meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 81. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 54. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, highs around 78. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Construction crews were working in Butler County and made a discovery of human remains from the 1800s. Butler County Sheriff's Office says that construction workers were doing some work on the south end of the Augusta Airport and found a grave from the 1800s while working. Undersheriff Damon Cundiff says that they are trying to determine what to do with those remains. In other news, Sedgwick County has begun a program called Veterans Treatment Court Program. In order to qualify, a veteran must live in Sedgwick County, be honorably discharged from the military, convicted of a felony from a mental health or substance abuse disorder, and agree to 18 months of probation. Veterans would not qualify if they are convicted of serious felonies, domestic violence, a drive-by shooting, or a felony sex offense. The overall goal is to assist men and women veterans as they are caught up in the criminal justice system. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
The tradition in Clearwater during homecoming week is to TP as many houses as possible with an amount of community support. But Raina Cerna Easley and her husband Clifford Easley IV found something else while they were cleaning up from the damage, as they told 12 News.
And then we made our way over to our bushes, and there were cotton balls in our bushes, like strategically placed, as if it was meant to hurt us in some way.
The Easleys say, as a black family, the gesture hurt, but they know that they are wanted in the community. They're not seeking legal action, but do want the person to take responsibility and learn their lesson. The man accused of raping three patients at Ascension Via Christi is pleading guilty. 20-year-old Miguel Rodella has pled guilty to rape, two counts of attempted rape, and two misdemeanor counts of battery. Rodella allegedly posed as a nursing student so he could enter patients' rooms. From the news desk, I'm Felix Johnson.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. The Central Community College Board of Governors have approved an operating budget for 2023 through 2024. It includes its fifth straight decrease in the property tax levy for the 25 counties served by Central Community College. Jessica Burgess, who helped a teen get an illegal abortion in the state of Nebraska, was sentenced to 2 years in prison in Madison County District Court. The charge was removing slash concealing a dead human body, false reporting, and performing an abortion past 20 weeks gestation. The 17-year-old girl being helped by Burgess has since turned 18 and was sentenced in July to 90 days in jail, followed by 2 years of probation after pleading guilty of removing a dead human body in May. A judge ordered that Burgess receive a psychological evaluation before her sentencing, but that was rescinded due to lack of funding. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously adopted the 2024 county budget with a mill levy of 44.725. This revenue-neutral rate was used after advance notice of a proposed 45.567 mill was not published in a timely manner 10 days ahead of a public meeting. No one came forward during public comment. This will generate some $43,000 less than the original proposal and will most likely affect year-end balance transfers. A Zoom meeting was held to discuss the proposed jail project and sales tax question for the upcoming November general election. The updated anticipated construction cost is estimated at $12.7 million, with 6% toward soft costs and miscellaneous expenses, for a total estimated construction cost of $13.5 million. The proposed sales tax question will be further edited and will include the amount of construction and anticipated sales tax bonds expected at $8 to $9 million to be issued, which will be considered this week. Commissioners voted unanimously to approve the low bid from Reese Construction of Salina for $395,000 for replacement of a bridge on Tumbleweed Road. Quivira Road between 4th and 5th Road in Washington County will be closed Monday and Tuesday to replace a pipe. Mahaska representatives met last week with commissioners about the need for a new water tower in Mahaska. They're looking for different ways to receive help with the project. They have received a grant, but the need's greater than they've come up with. Commissioners offered different suggestions and will contact Economic Development for ideas. The 1940 WPA project is considered the only remaining concrete water tower in the state and is crumbling. The structure is listed on the National Historic Register. $500,000 has been approved through a loan forgiveness program initiated 3 years ago, but costs have risen another $200,000, with recent bids ranging from $682,000 to $934,000. Nemaha County Commissioners continue discussion regarding the employee health insurance program, including deductible and contribution levels, with no decisions made. Mike Miller was offered a newly created post of county administrator after a special meeting September 8th. He's most recently served as a risk manager and director of support service at Pratt, Kansas Regional Medical Center. He will begin work in Nemaha County October 2nd. With an annual salary of $103,000. Gage County supervisors at a special meeting last week presented an overview of the budget, noting the county valuations have gone up with a resulting decrease in tax asking amount of 6%. Wise spending was committed, and some retiring staff has not been replaced by streamlining operations. No one was present for public comment, and the budget will be voted at the Wednesday, September 20th meeting. The 40.28 mil county tax rate would result in a budget just under $48.5 million, with the request for general fund obligations down some $720,000 year over year. Pawnee County Commissioners, after a public hearing last week, adopted the 2024 budget with a mill levy of 28.93, reflecting a 2.3% increase in taxes received. Valuations increase 2.83%. A three-vehicle fatality accident with injuries was reported Friday afternoon in Marshall County. Traffic was closed several hours at the Axtell intersection on U.S. 36 as a result. The fatality, Denise Torrey, age 63 of Axtell, was attempting to turn north on K-110 from U.S. Highway 36 and was struck by a semi driven by a Shawnee Mission, Kansas man, John Kaiser, age 46. Also involved was a vehicle driven by 39-year-old Timothy Winkler and a passenger, 59-year-old Margaret Winkler, both of Sabetha. They both suffered severe injuries and were transported to a Lincoln and Topeka hospital, respectively. The truck driver was not reportedly injured. An unidentified juvenile was reportedly involved in the accident, but no information was released on that individual. Again, the fatality Friday afternoon, shortly after 4:15, claimed the life of Denise Torrey, age 63, of Axtell. Serious injuries were sustained by Timothy and Margaret Winkler of Sabetha. Homecoming queen crowned Friday at Hanover High School was Tessa Losi and King Keaton Bruna. Hanover won the football game with Blue Valley. That game delayed for some time as an injured Blue Valley player was taken from the field by ambulance. Douglas D. Doug Cruzy, age 70, passed away September 15. Funeral Mass is planned Tuesday, September 26th at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Doug Cruzy. Lyle L. Howell, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Lyle Howell. Francis A. Veering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Arrangements for a funeral mass and rosary are pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Francis Veering.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley, Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances, and Tempur-Pedic Mattresses. Queen size starting at just $277, with over 100 new mattresses in stock for immediate pickup or delivery, with free shipping to your home on all purchases over $500. Get a better night's rest with savings from Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Sunshine into Tuesday with our highs in the mid 70s and upper 80s, and staying clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the mid 70s and upper 80s, and clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Staying a bit breezy on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Southeast winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still warmer on Friday, sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, and staying clear Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 78, record high in this date 94, the average low 53, and the record low 34. Sunrise this morning 7:17, sunset this evening 7:21.
Your flowering perennials may be low maintenance, but they're not no maintenance. We will share some divisive opinions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 25th, the 268th day of the year. Actor Donald Glover has a birthday, and Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female Supreme Court justice on this day in 1981. If you have perennials that are outgrowing their space, it might be time to divide them. Here's a few ways to know if it's time. When the center is producing smaller and smaller leaves, if new flowering stalks are weaker than existing ones, and if your plant is producing fewer blooms as time goes on. In fact, you shouldn't wait for a perennial to reach monstrous proportions or for warning signs to appear. Most experts recommend dividing a plant when it's still vigorous and healthy. Divide spring blooming plants in the fall and fall bloomers in the spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Berwick Oil knows everyone can count on the Sabetha Blue Jays fall sports teams to raise the roof at their events this week. The talented athletes have worked and practiced hard, so go for the wins, boys and girls, and good luck. From your friends and fans at Berwick Oil in Sabetha, proud to support our athletes and scholars. Helena Agra Enterprises knows the talented area fall sports teams have practiced diligently this year, and the fans will be cheering for the athletes at the upcoming events and games this season. Good luck, boys and girls, from all the friendly staff at Helena Agra Enterprises in Centralia, proud to support our area athletes. Western National Bank is proud of the Axtell Eagles fall sports teams, wishing all of them a victorious and successful season. The athletes work hard, and their determination is sure to pay off at events this week. From Western National Bank, with locations in Chester and Cairo, Nebraska, and Summerfield, Kansas. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. Kansas State was able to avenge their loss from Mizzou last week in a 44-31 win over brand-new conference foe UCF. The charge was led by DJ Giddens, who was taking the place of starter Trayshawn Ward. He had 30 carries, 207 yards, and 4 touchdowns, and through the air he had 8 catches for 86 yards. Will Howard, who was going through a leg injury from the previous week, was able to throw the ball 42 times for 255 yards, and an interception. Defensively, Corey Thornton was able to grab one interception, and Tremont Morris Brash had a sack. In Lawrence, KU was able to get a win over their brand new conference foe, BYU, 38-27, with Jalen Daniels throwing 3 touchdowns on just 19 pass attempts. Devin Neal led the charge on the ground with 17 carries and 91 yards. Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cape First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cape Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cape First Alert, your weather authority. Cape News, on your side.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson. The Jayhawks are able to remain undefeated as they catch their 4th win of the season over the BYU Cougars, who fall to 3-1. Jalen Daniels continues to be phenomenal with 3 touchdowns, Devin Neal piling in with 91 yards on the ground. Defensive back Kobe Bryant had a big hit
on a BYU player that turned into a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Darius Lassiter, in a game against his brother Quentin, who's a defensive back for BYU, Darius came out with 8 catches for 84 yards and a touchdown. The Jayhawks will head to Austin next week to take on the number 3 Texas Longhorns. In Manhattan, the Wildcats avenge their loss after losing to Mizzou last week. They get a big win over UCF in the very first time of those two teams matching up as Big 12 foes. 44-31 was the final score, with DJ Giddens having a banner day of 207 yards and 4 touchdowns on the ground. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football scores from Friday night action. First in North Central Kansas League play, Marysville Bulldogs defeat the Concordia Panthers 23-6. Clay Center handles Hiawatha 75-13, while Mego defeats Washington of Kansas City 54-6, while Abilene topples Chapman 33-6. In 8-man action here in Kansas, the Hanover Wildcats defeat the Blue Valley Rams 38-14. It was a night of 45-point victories as the Frankfort Wildcats defeat Donovan West 56-6, Axtell defeats Lynn 56-6, and Clifton Clyde handles Washington County 56-6. In 11-man action, Valley Heights defeats Republic County 52-0, while Centralia handles Troy 36-6. Across the border in Nebraska, Diller Odell falls to HTRS 38-37, while Southern falls to Thayer Central 56-20.
Be prepared to protect annual flowers and vegetables as temperatures drop throughout the fall and winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plants vary in their ability to tolerate frost. Tender plants such as tomatoes, peppers, coleus, and impatiens will not tolerate freezing temperatures. They'll be the first plants to suffer frost damage. So be prepared to cover these plants even when a light frost is predicted. Cool season vegetables like broccoli, collards, and Brussels sprouts, as well as half-hardy and hardy annuals like ornamental kale, alyssum, and pansies can tolerate a hard frost when temperatures drop to as low as 28 degrees. Monitor the various gardens throughout your yard. Plants growing in open or low spots in the landscape are more susceptible to frost damage. Those planted near the house or under trees may be spared from some early frost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Along Montana's border with Canada, you'll find one of the most popular and most scenic national parks in the country. The story of how it came into existence and the key players behind it is certainly interesting. And it's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. Founded by farmers nearly a century ago, they're committed to keeping us safe and protected. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. That's why we created short videos to help address those important topics. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where they'll help you see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Susan Stapley lives just west of today's Glacier National Park in Columbia Falls, Montana.
The bill was signed in 1910 for Glacier Park to become a park. And at that time, J.J. Hill and his son, Lewis Hill, owned the Great Northern Railroad, and they had a large interest in the park itself and a great love for it.
The Hills saw a way to expand what their railroad could do.
Their idea was to bring people from back east to see America first, rather than to go overseas for vacation.
Soon, they were busy creating places for people to stay in the park.
They invested a lot of money and time into building the lodges and the chalets that were built up in the park, and then brought people in, put them on horseback once they got to Glacier Park, and they went from lodge to chalet to chalet.
Visitors usually rode the train from back east to the town of East Glacier. They might spend 2 weeks on horseback touring the park. Meanwhile, the railroad was busy readying for the end of each visitor's tour.
When they got to West Glacier, their luggage would have been sent by train to West Glacier so that when they got to the lodge in West Glacier, they could dress up, fancy up, and be ready to party and dance the night away after horseback riding for 2 weeks.
Today, a road traverses the park.
But then it was a point-to-point system using horses and boats to cross some lakes.
They built 10 chalets up through there, and they had paths going from one place to the other, but they were not necessarily the roads that we have today.
The Sperry and Granite Chalet still hosts visitors inside the park. There's more to the story from the Historical Society next time as we travel the countryside in Columbia Falls, Montana. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer Saturday, September 30th, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th Street in Marysville. Selling at noon is a 2003 Chrysler Grand Caravan, front-wheel drive, newer tires, 75,000 miles. Tools include a 10-inch table saw, 4-inch jointer planer, a miter saw, portable air compressor, cordless drill, other miscellaneous tools, a Werner 24-foot fiberglass ladder, 14 and 24-foot aluminum extension ladders. They'll be selling 2 walk mowers, push mowers, 22-inch snow blower. Collectibles include 2-gallon Red Wing crop, a few pieces of Fiesta ware. Household items include dining tables with 6 chairs, glass front hutch, oval table with 6 chairs, chest of drawers, bedroom set, folding tables and chairs, and miscellaneous. This personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer, Saturday, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Nothing says fall like bright orange pumpkins. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With proper harvest and storage, they'll stay in top shape for all of your autumn activities as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Several years ago, we had a small pumpkin patch that produced maybe 3 pumpkins, but it was fun to watch them grow over the summer. The toughest part was figuring out when to pick them. Mike Rogge is a local foods and small farm educator at the University of Illinois. He says to harvest when the pumpkins are a deep orange color because they don't ripen any further after they're picked.
They're living when you pick them. They're still attached to the vine. You want to make sure the vine is healthy for picking them yourself. If you're selecting them from a store that are already picked, pick ones that have a nice, fresh, green handle. And the surface is entirely smooth. There's no disease or insect pressure on there.
Pumpkins should be harvested before the first hard freeze, which could damage the skin and kill tissue. Frostbitten pumpkins don't last very long. A healthy pumpkin will stay good for up to a couple of months when stored properly. Rogi says the best place for a pumpkin is in a pie. But if you have other plans for it, it should go through a curing process similar to potatoes and onions. This allows the rind of the pumpkin to toughen up.
Put it in a 80-85 degree temperature, 80-85% humidity environment for perhaps 10 days to 2 weeks to let it cure out. After that's happened, you want to place them in a single layer, not touching, and off of a wet concrete floor. And you want probably a temperature of 50 to 55 degrees at that point in time.
Put a piece of wood or cardboard on the bottom of your pumpkins to absorb any moisture that might collect underneath. For long-term storage, wash the fruit in a solution of 1 cup of chlorine to 1 gallon of water. This will kill bacteria that could cause rot on the pumpkins. Learn more about pumpkin harvest and storage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Pure. blessed we shall meet at last.
Have you ever set a goal but later realized it failed because you didn't put a plan in place to stick to it? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You can think about budgeting as the plan to help you reach your short and long-term goals. To help make a budget more achievable, you may want to consider separating everything into categories: your savings, your spending, and your giving. From there, you can look at your day-to-day needs like groceries and car payments and other random expenses, and also start to incorporate your long-term goals into your budget, like future education expenses or remodeling your home in retirement. And don't forget to include generosity. If there's a cause or an organization you're passionate about supporting on a monthly or yearly basis, make sure you account for it in your budget. Although putting together a budget and sticking to it requires dedication, it can have an impact on all the other aspects of your life. So rest assured knowing you have a budget in place so you can live a more meaningful life.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley, as well as Whirlpool and Maytag appliances. Over 300 new appliances in stock for immediate pickup or delivery to your home with free shipping on all purchases over $499. Check out name brand dishwashers starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $488. From Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
The current farm bill expires the end of this month, and a key player in the debate says a new bill is unlikely before then. More today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, chair of the Senate Ag Committee, predicts the farm bill will expire on September 30th without a new bill in place. Still, she says that could change by December.
We have to do the doable. Our farm bill is the art of the doable. And we still have folks talking about things that just are going to cost more votes than they get. And so it's always a matter of coming together and being practical.
Stabenow says budget is always the biggest issue in the farm bill. She also says farm groups call trade promotion and crop insurance two big priorities for the next farm bill.
I believe we need to find ways to make crop insurance more affordable. We have 130 different crops that use crop insurance. I think we need to do more there. The 20 crops that benefit from the commodity title, I think we need to do more there. Also, that we need to make sure on market access loans and research and specialty crops that we're finding ways to make improvements. But it is very challenging.
Stabenow mentioned looking at non-traditional sources to fund some farm bill programs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, September the 25th. The Environmental Working Group hosted a press conference with different organizations opposed to raising farmer support in the next farm bill. Josh Sewell, senior policy analyst for taxpayers for Common Sense, says there's no need to boost farm subsidies.
And I think this is especially true as the farm sector is not in crisis. The USDA just projected net farm income in 2023 to be $141 billion. That's more than 20% above the 20-year average for annual net farm income. And remember, this is after a record $183 billion in net farm income last year. The numbers just don't lie. Farm income is up. It's outpacing costs. Bankruptcies are low. Farm equity is high. And most crop prices are above long-term averages.
Sewell says while a farm safety net is necessary, it does need some reform.
It's important to remember that taxpayers can afford a farm safety net if it's focused on those truly in need, reflects our fiscal challenges, and which fosters resilience instead of dependence on taxpayer subsidies. But leaving federally subsidized crop insurance unexamined and increasing government-enforced crop prices in the Farm Bill Commodities title are things we cannot afford. It's simple for people who are seriously concerned with our debts and deficits. The next Farm Bill must reform the farm safety net, not increase farm subsidies.
Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies for the Cato Institute, says crop insurance is a specific area that needs reform.
The largest subsidy program is crop insurance. It has no income limits. Even billionaires receive crop insurance subsidies. Crop insurance was expanded in recent decades so that Congress wouldn't have to do all these emergency bailout bills, but it does the emergency bailout bills anyway.
And that's get your Ag News on this Monday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what...
Hey Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
See, the competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Arkenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
You'll be spending a lot of time in the field and on the tractor this fall. Learn how to get more mileage out of your fuel and save some money on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Lot of diesel as field activity ramps up, but there are ways to get more efficiency out of each gallon. Roger Hoy is the director of the Nebraska Tractor Test Laboratory. The lab does drawbar testing to find out what gear produces maximum power and pull force of the tractor, and then reduce the load to 75 and 50%.
The researchers then shift the tractor to a higher gear and reduce the throttle to match the same 75 and 50% conditions to show the fuel savings. He says if you have a traditional gear transmission tractor, you could cut fuel bills by gearing up and throttling down.
We oftentimes see as much as 40% fuel savings for being in the higher gear at reduced throttle when you don't really need all of the tractor's pulling power to pull the load that you're pulling.
Many newer tractors have a continuously variable transmission, or CVT. When set on automatic, the system chooses the right transmission gear ratio and the correct engine speed for the best fuel efficiency. If you till, obviously the deeper you dig, the more drawbar force is required, which uses more fuel.
The amount of force required generally doesn't exceed at most 70% or so what the tractor is actually capable of putting out. If the tractor seems to be doing its job fine in whatever gear and throttle setting you have, I'd encourage farmers to try to shift up a gear or two and reduce the throttle, and if it's still pulling fine, just leave it there and you're going to save some fuel.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about stretching your fuel dollars at agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Monday, September the 25th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at on this volatile Monday. Corn for December, 478. That's now up 3/4. March corn, 492.5, and that is up 1/4 currently. Kansas City wheat for December, 712. That's up 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 718, 3/4. That's up 1/4 currently. Looking at oats for December, 435.5 is your current price. That's up 10.75. March oats at 445.25, and that's up 4. Taking a look at soybeans for November, 1295. That's down 1.25. Also down 1.25, soybeans for January at 1312.25. Cotton for December, 88.31. That's up $2.38. September, 254.10, that's flat. October feeders, 258.40, that's down 75 cents. Crude oil for November, 89.69, that's down 34 cents. December crude, 88.13, that's down 22 cents. Looking at gold for October, 1970.70, that's down $9.50. Silver for September, 23.15, that's down 44 cents. Right now, Wall Street, there's been a recovery somewhat here. The Dow is up 2, S&P up 11, NASDAQ up 35. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Ukraine and the Black Sea region continue to deal with hardships while trying to navigate getting closer to pre-invasion transportation and production. K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonia Broyaka, provides an update on that region.
So the new river ports now plays the most important role. And during the year, the new ports almost doubled the shipment of grain. In June, grain exports through the new river exceeded 2 million tons. In August, they set a record of 2.4 million tons. And it looks like new record will be set in September, since the new ports already transshipped almost 2.2 million tons of grain.
She explains problem solving that has taken place in Ukraine to hopefully increase exports.
The new ports will never replace Black Sea ports. That is why Ukraine developed a plan how to continue exports from the Black Sea ports, and not only agricultural exports, because during the operation of Grain Initiative, only vessels with ag commodities could leave Ukraine. So now the temporary humanitarian corridor established for civilian ships to and from Black Sea ports of Ukraine since October 8, which spans the western coast of Black Sea coast near Romania and Bulgaria. So the corridor it mainly be used to evacuate ships that were in Ukrainian ports at the time of full-scale invasion of Russia.
Ukraine is still able to harvest crops, but Boryaka reviews the decline in yields.
We expect to harvest more than 10.5 thousand hectares of grain and legumes. As for now, we harvested 6.5, which is 61%, and we already have 28.6 million tons of grain, including 22 million tons of wheat, 5.8 million tons of barley, and 4 million tons of rapeseed and 1 million ton of sunflower seeds. Of course, the average yields are lower compared to the pre-war yields because Ukrainian farmers were not able to apply enough fertilizers, and vegetation calendar and agri-technologies, of course, were not followed. But even under such conditions, Ukrainian fertile soil shows good results.
That was K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonia Broyaka. Listen to her full Ukraine update at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, recent increase in wages, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, profit sharing, fuel allowance, and a comprehensive insurance package. Join the Landall team. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
KNDY.
Thank you.
just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.